Talking with Riverside Boys track coach Alex Oliver. Congrats, coach, on a great performance last night. How did it feel to come out on top?
It was a good night for us. We scored a lot of points and kids competed really well.
What were some of the key performances you thought that maybe some people that stepped up and performed well?
Last time we only won two events, so I would say a lot of our team really contributed. We won the high jump with Brogan Allensworth, and then our 4-day team won going away. There's a group of boys that have been working hard on that, Drake Wood, Dayton Bell, Caden Hendricks, and Jason Wilson. But then we finished second place in 7 different races, and a lot of different kids on our team scored points for us.
One of the things I noticed, and Caden Hendricks was one, but I'm sure there are others. You've got some guys with some real versatility that can compete in a lot of different things. Kind of talk about the value in that from some of the people on your roster.
The number one thing is having enough kids to be able to spread them out at different events. And I've been blessed this year having enough kids to be able to compete and be able to have a full squad throughout the meet. Aiden Bell had a good night last night. He ran the 1600 meters and got second in that, then got running up in the 400 meter dash, and also ran on the 4x8 team. So he's another example of those guys who can kind of do it all. Grady Jepson did high jump and hurdles and ran a couple other races, and he's only competed in one of the events before at a track meet this year. Kind of some willingness of those guys to step up and help out.
Do you know when the last meet title was for the Riverside boys?
The last time we won a meet title was 2018 at Red Oak.
What are some goals you have and some things you want to keep improving on moving forward?
Last night we did a good job of scoring points in field events. And then coming out of field events, if you can have some points, it helps. You're not chasing everybody. So that's one area we've been working on quite a bit. Secondly, just turning our times down, turning a little bit faster. Our relays are, we have some improvements we need to make, but each one of those races has its own different challenges, trying to get the right guys in the right spots to go as fast as possible.
What have you kind of felt this building for a while? This obviously last year you didn't get the chance to show it, but I mean, do you feel like the program has really been on the rise in recent years?
Last year, we were poised to have a pretty good season. We had some couple kids that were seniors that were going to be ready to compete and have some younger kids that were going to learn from them. But the senior class has really just led the way. I said, we're just going to win it. They came in the other day to advisory time, and Drake Woods and Brogan Allensworth, Kate Hendricks said, hey, we looked online, and we're going to win that meet. So put us in the right spots, and we'll take care of the rest.
Nice. Sounds good, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.